Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another little Sunday bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you to quantumhypno.co.uk for the sponsorship. Much appreciated. They do click below, follow the link, and support Quantum Hypno. I want to talk to you about, well, the Lusitania is in the first instance, and then I'm going to open it up a little bit. So I'm sure you will be familiar with perhaps the bare bones of the story of RMS Lusitania. RMS Lusitania was an ocean liner launched by the Cunard Line in 2006. It actually won the blue ribboned appellation for the fastest Atlantic crossing in 1908. But the Lusitania was sunk on the 7th of May 1915 by a German U-boat just off the coast of Ireland, old head of Kinsale, and that killed 1,197 passengers and crew. Now, the thing about the sinking of the Lusitania you need to understand is that at that point, the US had not entered World War I. After the sinking of the Lusitania, US public opinion did pivot, and in 2 years' time, the US did fully enter World War I. So, what I want to talk about to you guys is I've been reading about the, lots of stuff. I always read lots of stuff, as you guys know. And the sinking of the Lusitania and all the shenanigans that went on around it are worthy of a live podcast, which I'm hoping to do one of these Monday evenings. So spoiler alert, I'm not going to give you all the info on it, but suffice to say that it's my opinion that the Lusitania was sunk by a German U-boat. That's a fact. It was also a setup. I believe it was all deliberate. And one of the things that probably most chilling was that, this was a passenger liner crossing the Atlantic. But against the legal terms at the time, it was carrying heavy levels of munitions to the UK to help the UK fight Germany. So obviously, the very notion of if you're in a passenger liner, and you're in the top deck and the deck below is just setting masses of explosives and ammunitions and such like, it's very, very dangerous. And one of the things about the sinking of the Lusitania was there was the initial explosion, I believe, from the torpedo that hit it from the U-boat. And then there was a massive explosion. Now, I'll leave it to you to work out. I wonder what caused the second massive explosion then. And so many strange things about this story, the Lusitania. But where I think it's interesting is this is, in a way, a tried and tested technique. And we'll discuss other ones. We can discuss World War II as well, actually. But this is specifically World War I. Another interesting thing, the Lusitania was sunk, as I've said, in 1915. But isn't it interesting that in 1913, the year before World War I was declared, Churchill had been speaking to people and giving them a heads up that war with Germany was likely. And I think he said in August of 2014, and I think it was September 2014. So that's weird, isn't it? Almost like they knew the World War was coming and they were lining up all the ducks. But I know, listen, they would... The people in charge, they only have our best intentions at heart. They would never be so cynical as that, would they? And so when you get a false flag event like this from 1915, rather like what happened in 1912 with the Titanic / Olympic, and we have gone through that one, you really cannot believe the history that you've been taught. You can't believe, the bad Germans just set out to sink these passenger liners because they're so evil. Germans are so evil. And they did it, and they shouldn't have done it. And so can anyone blame the US? Because there was, the other thing is, the Lusitania, although it was British owned, there was about, I think there was a couple of hundred Americans on it who perished. So that was the American angle on it, you see. And then that's another story, because it turns out that American-owned liners crossing the Atlantic didn't carry munitions on them, but British ones did. But they didn't say that they did, and they covered it up. And there's a whole story that does involve, yes, our friend Winston Churchill. It involves Lord Mersey, interestingly enough, the guy who oversaw the inquest into the so-called Titanic sinking. So a lot of the same actors from Titanic times were back in times of the Lusitania sinking, and then what that meant in terms of American propaganda, which then encouraged ultimately, I think it was Woodrow Wilson, to enter World War One. So listen, it's a fascinating history. And I've got this guy who really knows his stuff on all the different aspects to it, because it wasn't just one thing. There was lots of things leading up to it. And, in a way, it was one of these things that there was an element of chance, because they couldn't be certain that there was a U-boat in the vicinity of the passage of the Lusitania. They couldn't be sure, but they thought there was a strong likelihood of it. And indeed, there was. So anyway, looking forward to hopefully providing you with some sort of knowledge on the ins and outs of the sinking of the Lusitania. But, you know, they were doing false flags back then, and they're doing them still. Thanks for listening.